Media coverage of the war in Iraq is getting mixed reviews. Radio, television, newspapers have produced some compelling writing, vivid stories, memorable images. At the same time, the war has generated hours of speculation and many premature stories. NPR's Robert Smith reports on what is being called the fog of reporting.
Television viewers yesterday might have felt a case of deja vu.
Is Saddam Hussein alive? Was he killed in the air raid over a Baghdad neighborhood?
Wasn't this the way the war started 3 weeks ago, with headlines asking whether Saddam Hussein was dead or alive? As U.S. forces have marched quickly to Baghdad, the news media has taken a few wrong turns. Big stories one day turn out to be exaggerated or misreported or just dropped the next. Saddam may be dead, or he may be injured, or he may be an imposter. There could be a popular revolution in Basra. Or maybe it was just a demonstration. Or maybe it was nothing. A factory might have produced chemical weapons, then it turns out it didn't. On Monday, NPR was among many news outlets that reported on possible new evidence of Iraqi nerve agents. That report, like the others, came from military officials in the field. But Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld says that's no guarantee.
Almost all first reports that we get turn out to be wrong. There tend to be changes in them. Perfectly good reporting, but it's wrong.
It starts simply enough. A reporter sees something or talks to a military source. Their first report is usually carefully qualified. Fox News' Rita Cosby went on the air on Monday night with details about the U.S. bombing of a building that might have held Saddam.
There is still some doubt, but they are saying that they do believe there's a very strong chance he and his sons were inside. And they also say that they believe that they will get some sort of confirmation, possibly in the next few hours. It's already daylight there.
But Robert Thompson, a professor of media at Syracuse University, says even a carefully worded report like that one opens the floodgates.
When someone comes up and says, some sources say it is very likely that Saddam Hussein and his two sons have been hit and killed, though we don't have confirmation, that though we don't have confirmation doesn't really mean as much as the rest of the sentence does.
And rather than wait for that confirmation, Thompson says there's a competitive pressure to start filling time.
The mandate is to put it out there, and then we'll do the analysis on the fly, and then if it collapses in 6 hours, we'll go on to something else.
The story eventually gets forgotten, or quietly corrected. Its only lasting effect may be on the people who report it.
The whole profession of journalism is getting such a black eye with this. Reports literally every day that are trumpeted and turn out to be false.
Greg Mitchell has been following the media missteps for Editor and Publisher magazine. He counted 15 bungled stories in just the first week of the war.
You know, the fog of war is understandable. But when you can't see things through a fog, you should just say, we can't see things through the fog, and not pretend that you can see things.
Because when cities are taken, and then not, when leaders are suspected dead, and then alive, and then dead again, the news starts to raise more questions than it answers. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.